This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight, broadcasting from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. And a special shout out to our listeners in New Orleans and Slidell, Louisiana tonight. Please be careful. 5 people have already died because they've tried to drive through floodwaters. Please turn around. Don't drown. And a special shout out goes to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers, our men and our women drivers out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. You're getting it done. Thank you. Now follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Very simple, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now from the undergroundusa.com website and podcasts and all the good stuff that comes along with it is none other than Frank Salvato. The construction workers are coming out, and they're all applauding you because they heard you were going to be on the show.
I love them.
There you go. And they've all got hard hats on, too, and their lunch pails. All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
I do. I am.
I pledge allegiance,
To the flag
of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, of course, we've got a truce between Israel and Hamas, but it's a scary, scary time to be Jewish. The U.S. and people, other places around the world are seeing a wave of textbook anti-Semitism, and it's everything from being yelled at and screamed at to being beaten up or worse.
Yeah, whenever you see a surge in Marxism and socialism, you see this anti-Semitism creep up. One of the things that I find curious about this is you get peace between the Israelis and Hamas in Israel proper, and you see violence erupt in other places in the world, such as the United States and then like New York, we were just talking before we went on the air, where people are throwing makeshift Molotov cocktails, and they're getting into it. It's dumb, but it's because Marxists and socialists kind of hate people. And when they start to have that surge in popularity for whatever reason, because the world forgets how bad Marxism is, I guess, I don't know, they tend to target the Jews. You know, Hitler was a National Socialist, and look what they did to the Jews. So we need to realize the moment in time that we're in, Matt, this Marxist surge that we're seeing here in the United States and throughout Europe, the influence that China's having in the world with the way that their totalitarian ideology affects societies, is all very bad for not only the Jews, but many different demographics. Marxism doesn't get better with Marxism when it comes to society. It gets much worse. It pits people against one another, and the hate level rises.
Now, here's what the White House had to say about all of this late yesterday.
Israel's prime minister rebuffed President Biden's call to significantly de-escalate the fighting on Wednesday, but the White House says diplomatic efforts continue.
We have seen reports of a move toward a potential ceasefire. That's clearly encouraging.
Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration has been engaged with a range of officials throughout the Mideast as it tries to end more than a week of deadly violence in the Gaza Strip. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, that's our pal up there in Washington, Greg Clugston. He gives us some great reports. But about an hour later, boom, ceasefire.
Yeah, and there's a curious story that's related to this. The major players in the brokering of the ceasefire were the Egyptians.
Yes.
You know, that they were a big deal in making this come to pass. And all of a sudden, Joe Biden got up in front of the microphones and started taking credit for what happened over in the Middle East.
Not surprised.
That is disingenuous to a new level for a president of the United States to co-opt somebody else's work when it comes to peace in the Middle East, especially when the entirety of the left didn't acknowledge anything that Donald Trump did to bring peace to the Middle East.
No.
We've got to start asking loudly and clearly. I know it's been in the back of the minds of a lot of people throughout the Biden administration in its young days here. But does the truth matter to these people anymore?
No. No, it doesn't. I think we can both answer that one. Now, of course, there's plenty of stuff going on right now in the country. One of them happens to be the House barely passing the $1.9 billion capital security bill by one vote, 213 to 212, as the squad surrendered and broke away from Nancy Pelosi and voted with the other guys. They almost lost this bill.
Yeah, there wasn't enough talk about white supremacy in that for people like Ariana Presley and Rashid Tlaib and the rest of them. Mm-hmm. If you don't preface everything with white supremacy, then they don't want to pass it. That's how this is another false narrative that the left is trying to foist upon the American people with this race divide. And once again, born out of the hatred of Marxism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very much so. And we're coming up on a break here. I'm just waiting for the music in my ear. But when we come back from the break, folks, Arizona auditing the Maricopa County and Pennsylvania yesterday, two separate stories coming out that are really, really, really drawing national and worldwide attention, asking the question, what the hell went on there? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are going to do it. And by the way, that's a combined total of both terrestrial and internet listeners, and sometimes it's more than that. Now, folks, this portion of the program brought to you by Moss Nissan. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. And hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet with one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, all the way up and down the East Coast, the central part of the country, and all the way out in Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service because it all starts with Moss Care. And by the way, you serve, you save at Moss Care. That means all active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, get great deals offered to them. Now, clean trade-ins, got them. Want to trade your vehicle in? It might be worth more money than you think right now because used cars have gone up in value, and I'm not exaggerating this one, by 20 to 30% depending on what you're driving, and it's just that simple. So you can upgrade your ride now, have extra money in your pocket you didn't even know about. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Remember, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, that's their motto. And the Rogue is the hottest SUV on the market right now. You want to test drive a Rogue. So, Moss Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side in North Tampa on Florida Avenue here in North Tampa. Check them out again online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money. And after all, we all like to save money, and Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com is with us, and you like saving money.
Everybody likes saving money, except for the federal government.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah. By the way,
the word spendthrift comes to mind. I don't know. We can't afford our federal government anymore.
Yeah. Well, we can't because Biden's infusion to states and cities, just handing the money for whatever, not even checking to see if they're using it for what they said they were, already totals $106 million and is climbing rapidly.
Yeah, it's the fiscal irresponsibility at the level of the federal government has reached epidemic proportions. I'm kind of the mindset that we should adopt how Texas does their state legislature for the federal government, where they only meet for 140 days every 2 years.
Yeah. Yep. Too much pinky going on in D.C.
Yeah. Yeah, we stop the bleeding anyway.
Yeah. All right, now, I talked about the voting and a couple of different things here. In Arizona, they had a problem where they couldn't find a whole bunch of ballots and voters that had registered in a certain part of the database. Well, all of a sudden, they magically appeared, so problem solved there, I guess. But the next big problem that's happening right now is in Pennsylvania, where many ballots, Republican ballots, have failed to scan in the Pennsylvania County election review that they're doing right now, which is making people wonder if their vote even counted.
Yeah, the excuse that was given is that a barcode to have them accepted by the reader wasn't on those ballots. Curious, it was only Republican ballots.
Mm-hmm.
I guess if you're trying to save in printing costs, that's one way to do it, is to make sure that you don't have required barcodes on there. But they could check the ballots from 2020 to see if the same thing did happen in batches of ballots, blank ballots, if they haven't destroyed them yet. Something related to the Arizona the issue is that the Biden Justice Department's got a rather activist civil rights attorney working for them and in the position of deputy attorney general by the name of Carlin, who has been sending letters to the Maricopa County Election Commission saying that they're very concerned about the effort of the recount and the audit because it might be disenfranchising people under certain voting laws and this, that, and the other. Wow.
Yeah.
What an insertion of the federal government into a process that has nothing to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
How are you disenfranchising voters when the election is already passed and you're doing an audit?
Mm-hmm. You're not.
You know, this woman needs to be let go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And she's an Obama holdover, somebody who had a little stint over, I believe, at the Center for American Progress before she came back.
Well, you
so that goes to show you the hatred of the Marxists one more time.
Well, you know, Neera Tanden managed to reinvent herself. Biden found a place for her as a senior advisor.
Yeah, after she had to pull back her nomination for the OMB position because she knew she couldn't pass. Why do Democrats, no matter how many times someone loses from their side of the aisle, find ways to force them upon the American people at the federal level?
Good question.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, this Neera Tanden, Al Gore. I mean, they lose, yet they find positions of importance and authority to give them after the American people say, we don't want you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very true. By the way, the brothers Cuomo... One of them is in trouble over at CNN. He got a little slap on the wrist. Let me see if I can do this. There you go, slap on the wrist. He got a little slap on the wrist because he apparently was advising his brother on the sexual harassment scandal that was going on. And CNN said, well, that's a conflict of interest. You can't be doing that. And you can't do that anymore, or we'll just have to do something. They didn't say what the something was. So... anybody else, if that had been you that had done that or me that had done that, we would have been off the air.
Yeah, maybe CNN will send him over to Pakistan to talk with the old contributor who used to cheerlead for Hitler.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this is CNN. Their credibility is shot. When your production team and your executive producers don't know that you're using a contributor that was saying, boy, what the world needs is another Hitler right now, and Heil Hitler, you know, when you're using contributors like that and you say you don't know it? What kind of investigative outfit are you?
Not much.
What kind of news gathering outfit are you? So it's a joke. CNN is a joke. It's not a credible source anymore. They don't even know who's reporting for them. Meanwhile, you got clowns like the Cuomo brothers using their outlet for propaganda purposes while 15,000 seniors get murdered under the governor's order in New York, and he makes $5.5 million for a book.
Mm-hmm. We're in the wrong business.
Yeah, we should be slaughtering people, screaming Heil Hitler, and writing books.
Yeah, what a dope. What a dope. Well, let's talk about this for a second, because along the border, the DHS very quietly closed two of the migrant detention centers there run by ICE amid the allegations of abuse and misconduct. Meanwhile, the border sheriffs blamed the DHS Secretary Mayorkas for the problems, and he turned around and blamed the Trump administration for not having the facilities ready to house the people that were coming. Well, the reason we didn't do that, Mr. Mayorkas, you dumbass, is because we weren't letting them in to begin with.
That's right. And one of the more serious accusations that's happening against the DHS down there is they are performing unwanted surgeries on the people coming across the border. What the hell is that?
Yeah.
That's Mengele type stuff. What's going on with? We've really got to rein in this administration. They are so far out of line with the limitations that they're supposed to be adhering to constitutionally that we're not America anymore.
Can you stick around for an extra segment?
Yeah, you bet.
Okay, good, because I'm going to get into some couple things here, and this is going to take a little time. First of all, Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's daughter, who's been called for her communist revolution activity, has now added a communist hammer and sickle to her Twitter account. Every time she does a tweet, it's got the hammer and sickle on it. Way to go. How the hell do we keep electing these jackasses into office? We've got to get these people the hell out of Washington, D.C. They're not Americans. They don't support America. They don't stand up for America. And it's time for them to go.
Oh, absolutely. And she probably thought it was an ampersand. You know, with the intelligence level that the left has, they look at the hammer and sickle and think it's something they should hang for the Christmas tree. Oh, that's right. They don't believe in Christmas because they don't believe in God.
Hmm. Yeah.
You know, I mean, these people, this Marxist surge that's happening in the United States and around the free world, and this is part of the Great Reset, too. Don't think it isn't. They're using the Marxists as useful idiots in order to get this global oligarchy together so they can overlord us with digital national currencies and the property seizures. We've got to push back on this.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, you hold on. Folks, you're going to come right back with Frank Silvato. Extended version here, one more segment with him, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch will continue right after this little 3-minute break. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Israel and Hamas have agreed to a ceasefire, which halts a bruising 11-day war that caused widespread destruction in the Gaza Strip. and brought much of life in Israel to a standstill. More than 200 people are confirmed dead. Biden said a lot of people pitched in to help make it happen.
I extend my sincere gratitude to President al-Sisi and the senior Egyptian officials who played such a critical role in this diplomacy. I also appreciate the contributions of other parties in the region who have been engaged in working toward the end of hostilities. These hostilities have resulted in the tragic deaths of so many civilians, including children. And I send my sincere condolences to all the families, Israeli and Palestinian, who have lost loved ones, and my hope for a full recovery for the wounded.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Boy, will I. And this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Now, Everglades Equipment Group, if you're within the sound of my voice here in Florida, somewhere nearest you is going to be an Everglades Equipment Group store. So, reliable equipment, fair prices, extraordinary service. Need a push lawnmower? Got it. Need a powered lawnmower? Got it. Need a riding lawnmower? Got it. Need a little tractor, lawn tractor, with maybe a 60-inch cutting deck? Got it. How about a backhoe with a bucket up front? Got it. Need something to rent? Got that too, because they're into all sorts of things to help you, the consumer, out at Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Frank Silvato from undergroundusa.com, and good morning again, sir.
Mr. Captain.
We have one of our favorite callers on the line right now who wants to ask you any question. It's Mary, so Mary, go right ahead.
Hi. I appreciate bringing up the Great Reset again. That can't happen without America being ruined. So I think that's, like you said, I think that's what is going on, trying to ruin America and doing a pretty good job at it. So you're right. We have to fight. Thank you.
All right, well, we're going to get into that right now because of what we were talking about during the break. But you start it with there, and then you know where I'm going.
Yeah, the Great Reset is something that came out of the World Economic Forum. It has to do with the complete takeover of the world economy through ESG scores under the guise of climate emergency. in a complete changeover to not only green energy, but digital national currencies, where the world banks have control over the money supply. Now, you think about that for a moment. If all of a sudden your ESG score, which is environment and social and governmental score, you're going to get scored on whether or not you believe in, like, critical race theory.
Mm-hmm.
And if your company does critical race theory training, that's going to affect whether you can get a loan or not. And if you do have the loan, they can start controlling you by shutting off your money with a button.
Yeah.
You know, and when you're guilty until you're proven innocent, like most people are, especially if you're white in the United States, that's going to happen more often than not. So we have to push back against the Great Reset at all costs. And remember, by 2035, they said, you won't own anything and you'll be happy about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't think so. But then again, let's talk about Little Miss Valerie Jarrett and how she plays into all of this, because Joe Biden couldn't lick his way out of a wet paper bag. His cognitive level is way down. He's degressing so quickly. Many people are taking bets on whether or not he's even going to make it to 2024. And 64% of those polled this week said he would not run again in 2024.
I think that's what he does when he gets up after 10:30, is just sit in the Oval Office and lick a brown paper bag until 2:30, and it's time to go take a nap.
Mm-hmm.
Valerie Jarrett never left Washington, D.C. after the Obama administration ended after two terms. As a matter of fact, she moved into the giant mansion that the Obamas bought not far from the White House.
In the basement.
And she opened up. And she opened up an office, mm-hmm. and what she did for 4 years was set up this shadow government that we actually have today that's puppeteering the Biden administration.
Yep.
When you look at the appointments of all the people that the Biden administration has put into place, it's either very hardcore Obamaites who have returned to either the same level or higher positions than they held in the Obama administration, or they're useful idiots for those operatives. But make no mistake, the policies that you're seeing coming out of the Biden administration are really Obama 3.0.
Right, right. That's the point. That's the point. If you take a look at what we're seeing and how we're seeing it, and go back to when Barack Obama was in office, it's an extension and a continuation of what he was doing.
And this, if the media would have done their job back in 2008, and you and I talked about this ad nauseum,
yep.
pointing out that this guy is a Marxist. He yep. was a Marxist. He mm-hmm. is a Marxist. All of his actions beforehand, mm-hmm. before he got into politics proper, mm-hmm. were all based in Marxist ideologies. Mm-hmm. All of his community organizing was based in Marxism.
Mm-hmm.
So if people are surprised that Barack Obama would have his finger in this 4 years after he left the White House, when Marxism is spiking today,
mm-hmm.
well, how can you be surprised at that?
And how you know it is you live there and lived through it and watched it.
Well, you know, Chicago was a boiling. That's where Valerie Jarrett came from. Well, remember who Valerie Jarrett's father was, Vernon Jarrett,
yep.
who was a card-carrying communist who used to write for the Chicago Defender.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like this is speculation or conspiracy theory. All of the evidence is there. All of the evidence is there, and our mainstream media didn't do jack report on that beforehand, because he was going to be the first black president of the United States, even though he's half white.
And they're not going to do it now either,
no.
because they're scared to death.
No, and quite honestly, they're too far deep in the pocket. They have to be
right.
all in at this point in time. If
right.
the mainstream media pulls back, their credibility is further shot, worse than CNN's.
Yeah, and it's not just CNN anymore. It's, there's others around. You know, you got MSNBC, that bunch over there. You got NBC. You got certain people at CBS and ABC. Folks, don't
hell, man. You got the AP in bed
yeah.
with Hamas over in
yeah.
Gaza.
Yeah, AP knew who was in that building. They knew Hamas was in there. They knew Al Jazeera. For God's sakes, they knew Al Jazeera was in there. They said so.
Yeah, it's you can't trust anything that you read in the mainstream media.
No.
Now, be sure to triple check all your facts if you're interested in the story, because the propaganda coming out of the mainstream media is Goebbels-esque.
And I had a conversation with Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, good friend of mine down in Bradenton. We're going to have him on again next week because he didn't finish what he wanted to say. He'd been in Israel and Iraq and as well as Afghanistan, but he'd done three tours in Israel and Iraq. Sorry, I'll get that right in a minute. And he had a number of years' experience working with the IDF, plus watching the culture and studying the culture. And he told some things to the people the other day that you would not hear anywhere else.
Yeah, and you know, for example, let's take a look at that the contention that the AP reporter said he was lucky to get out of the building with his life.
Yep.
What a load of crap.
Yeah.
Israel has never not informed people when they were going to come and do an operation, because that's what they do over in Gaza.
Yep.
Otherwise, they get blamed for genocide.
Yep. They knock on the roof, so to speak. They call them up. They drop leaflets. They do the whole nine yards. Say, you got 45 minutes to get out or else.
Yeah, and so to say that these are indiscriminate and people are getting slaughtered, that's not true.
No.
It's simply not true, and the mainstream media continues to report like that. It's irresponsible, it doesn't serve the public interest, and it's propagandistic.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, the Wicked Witch of the West and the Speaker of the House, has said the House mandate could remain until all the lawmakers get inoculated with the vaccine. We know that that could be a while because there's a whole bunch of, several of them that don't want to get the vaccine. And so I guess if she's going to enforce that, they're going to be there a while.
Well, I'm shocked that she's not following the science. I thought Democrats followed the science on
Correct.
This. The CDC came out and said there's no reason for it anymore. John Hopkins has been saying there's never been a reason for it. So what science is she following? The science of the Democrat Party?
Yeah.
Or the science where she gets to keep ballot harvesting proxy voting going?
By the way, do you have your homeowners or renters insurance policy paid this year?
But you've got to keep up on that. If you don't, you could lose it.
The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration predicts another unusually active hurricane season for the United States, and in particular, the Gulf region.
And see here, I thought you were talking about the wonderful CDC-imposed moratorium on rents and mortgages, where they tacked it on to the end of your mortgage or your rent, and you can't sell or get out of your lease until you satisfy all that. No, and if you miss a payment, you're going to lose your house or your apartment now.
Yep, exactly.
So you get the hurricanes and the federal government coming down your throat if, in fact, you can't pay your mortgage or miss a payment. Isn't it wonderful living in 2021?
Oh, it's just gorgeous. And it's only going to get worse until we get these rats out of office, and we're going to do that. It all starts now. Frank, I will talk to you Monday. Have a great weekend. All right, that's Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast, and we appreciate him so very much. And it is a great day in the neighborhood. Coming back with Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And remember, unlike the big box stores, Dominic's offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or you can give them a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Again, if you want to, you can call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open.
Big like news some of that. Tebow world.
Yeah, so Tim Tebow is getting apparently another shot at playing in the NFL. The Jacksonville Jaguars are reportedly going to sign him to a one-year deal.
All right, now I'm going to bring Patrick Kylan in because that's where we were going to start. Tim Tebow. Back.
Yes, sir.
1 year official contract.
Oh, yeah. No, if he makes a team, he'll stay there, you know, for this year and can help mentor Trevor Lawrence. And we'll see. He's bulked up. See if he can play the kind of position. It's going to be interesting to see, Captain. I mean, what a transition.
Well, if you think for 1 second he's just going to be a tight end, you're out of your mind. He's going to stand there. They're going to throw him the ball in the flat, and I'll guarantee you he's going to throw that ball down the field every now and then.
Oh, whenever he uses a person to the trick play, very similar to what the New Orleans Saints have done with the quarterback situation.
Sure.
With Drew Brees and Hill.
Now we had a hockey player last night that really got smacked. I believe his name was Tavares.
It was. Yeah, Tavares got hit pretty hard. Had taken off on a stretcher, and thoughts and prayers were with him. So I was just very sad. And then, you know, speaking about scary incidents, there at the Indy 500, there was an issue with the vehicle, and the guy got hurt. So thoughts and prayers were with him, too. So that'll be next week. Ferrucci, he was transported to the hospital after a heart impact during the practice yesterday. So,
wow.
Very sad. Very sad. So,
and then we had a baseball player get hit in the face this week?
Yes.
With a 94-mile-an-hour fastball? I mean, even if it was 100 miles an hour, you know, I mean, my God. He's going to have, I guess, some sort of facial reconstructive surgery?
He has broke some of my nasal bones, Captain, and real close to the, you know, orbital bone by your eye and your nose, and now very scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, speaking about baseball, Baldelli, player, Baldelli.
Rocco Baldelli.
Of the Twins, pitching Mercedes because suspended for it. The reason they threw at him, Captain, was the White Sox were beating the Twins 15-4, and they brought in a pitcher who was just lobbing them all over the plate just to get through the game, and the count was 3-0, and he swung and not going out of the park, and that's kind of an unwritten rule. You don't do that in baseball. So that's what caused this issue. So.
All right. Well, we've got basketball. I want to congratulate the NBA players for one of the most unsuccessful seasons ever. I hope you guys wake up and take your money from China and go to China and play basketball. We don't want to see you.
Oh, man. That would be hardcore in the NBA.
Don't care. They don't deserve even 5 seconds of anybody that's a Patriot watching them.
To be.
Oh, and by the way, today is Red Friday. Thank you, Flip, for sending me that. Flip saying good morning.
Good morning, Flip.
And on Friday, we wear red to support those servicemen and women that are deployed. And I always wear a red shirt on Friday. Matter of fact, I've got one of the red deployment shirts, a polo.
Important, you know, thanks to all our military and thanks to the policemen doing, you know, a thankless job right now. So, no, it's very important. Please check us out on this Sunday from 11 to 12. We'll be doing some more sports talk. In Kiwi Island, let's call it. Kiwi Island, Captain, over in South Carolina. Beautiful golf course. They're playing the PGA Championship. And, boy, it's looking good. A lot of big name players. Take too much time to go down the list of how many people have a shot at this thing. But it's looking good. So, then, you know, the other thing, Captain, NASCAR this weekend, they're going to do a road track there in Texas. And this one hairpin turn, and they go 100 feet up in the air, and then make a sharp left-hand hairpin turn. So a lot of people are going to enjoy that. Now, they've done Indy 500 there and trucks there before, but never NASCAR. So it's going to be fun to watch for a lot of people. So a lot of good things this weekend. Hockey is, you know, in full gear. What a game last night. Tampa Bay Lightning, Florida Panthers won it overtime, and the Florida Panthers won 6-5. So I stayed up and watched that one. That was an excellent game.
The Rays seem to be on a roll again. They won big, and they've got, what, 6 in a row or something or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Playing very well. A lot of good teams, but they're making it happen. So it's going to be a fun weekend, a fun rest of the year with hockey and baseball and football will be here before we know it. And colleges, a lot of them are opening up to full capacity.
Oh, by the way, you're right. USF yesterday announced they're going to full capacity of their college football games.
Yeah. They have a nice schedule this year, USF Bulls. A lot of teams in Florida, have a nice schedule playing a lot of different teams.
Yeah, and Alabama, of course, has already said they're going. We got a lot of friends in Alabama listening to us right now, full scale. And I'm not sure about Georgia if they're going to do it yet.
No, it happens. Yeah, they're opening up. They're going to find a way. People are saying we want to see our dogs. So,
yeah.
In Georgia Tech. So,
all right,
might be a little tough in Atlanta with Georgia Tech, but in Georgia, I think they'll find a way to make it.
Okay, well, they can listen to you on a program called The Sports Zone. By the way, you have a Facebook page, The Sports Zone. You also have a podcast over there that can be found there that gets posted up on The Sports Zone Facebook page. And go over there, like the page, or follow them, and see what's going on there, because every day there's something up there about sports. That's what you guys do, and you'll be on Sunday from 11 to 12 on my flagship station, and I got to let you go, and I will talk to you then.
God bless.
All right, Patrick Hyland, everybody, the Sports Zone quarterback, and one of the things that Patrick Hyland does is this.
Hi, folks, it's the captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, have you ever wanted a MyPillow but waited for the right time and the right price to do it? Well, the price is $40 cheaper now. It's at the lowest level it's ever been, $29.88. Go to MyPillow.com, order that pillow, and use the product code CAPTAIN. That's all you got to do, the product code CAPTAIN. Yep, and that's me. All righty. So let's talk about where we're going to go maybe this weekend. Because a lot of things are going to happen. There's a new female George Soros that's been revealed. Guess who it is? The wife of Steve Jobs, the widow. Remember her? She's got immense money being given to left-wing Democratic politicians. And she's gotten into picking and choosing the winners from a money standpoint. Again, this goes back to whatever happened to campaign finance. Remember all that? It's gone by the wayside, hasn't it? By the way, here's another one for you. NBC's Chuck Todd, it's been found out, was the landlord for Amy Klobuchar in Washington, D.C. Never was it disclosed on the air, not once. She was paying him $3,000+ per month as his landlord, as her landlord. Isn't that something? Now we find out more of the shenanigans that were going on there. Steve Jobs' widow, money just flowing into the left-wing propagandists, the Democratic politicians. Isn't that amazing? Be careful what you wish for, folks. You just might get it. And for you folks that vote for Joe Biden and company, are you liking them now? I'm telling you, we told you. You didn't want to believe it? Now you got it. I hope you make the right choice coming up this year and next year and in 2024. All right, I'll see you all tonight on the Weekend Edition of the radio show. Meantime, you might see me out and about today. I'll be out and about.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173.
800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.